Good morning, good morning, hello, it's our show. It's Joe and Mackenzie, we are on the radio.
Wait a minute, the rap battle is not happening yet. Hold your horses, Joe.
Sorry, yes, we're going to do the Friday Freestyle coming up. It is going to be me, myself, that is Joe, versus Liv the Web Girl and producer Pork Chop, and it is going to be epic. There will be hype horns. There will be haters.
Haters. We've got a hater on the line.
There'll be a lot going on today.
Love it.
All right.
Can't wait.
Now, one thing that I find very interesting is something that Liv the Web Girl brought up, and she is, I think, going through it or considering it with her significant other, Jewel Daddy, and I want her to explain, then you to call in at 833-563-2539. Now, you guys are talking about this, or what's going on?
We were just talking
about it. Just talking about it.
Just conversation. Okay. You know, we've been dating a year and a half. He's turning 30 in like 2 weeks.
God, when's he going to propose?
Okay, let's take it easy. But we were just having the conversation, you know, about joint bank accounts, and both of our parents have joint bank accounts and things like that. And we were talking about if we were to ever get married, would we have joint bank accounts? And he is a little bit more hesitant. Like, he definitely wants to, but he's also just a little bit hesitant because he's like, I know how you spend money, and that scares me. So he's like, you know, obviously we would have a joint bank account, but there would definitely have to be like talks about it, and you would have to pay attention more to like budgeting and things like that. So we were just having the conversation, and I mean, we're dating, we're not getting proposed, like we're not getting engaged anytime soon, but I think like personally it's a deal breaker for me if you don't want to have a joint bank account when you get married.
I actually think it's a great idea, and what he should do is do like a joint bank account and kind of take the card, because I, like, you know, he should just take the card.
So what do you do?
What,
do you have a joint? Wait.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, he should take, because you have a spending problem, I see, so he should take the card.
I think that
you have a spending problem and shouldn't spend money.
You're very awkward right now. I don't know if you realize it. You're like trying to hide something. Do you have a joint bank account? Have you ever had a joint bank account?
No.
Yeah, did you
and
your ex have a joint bank account?
No, we did not have a joint bank account. He had his own.
What about you and Hostage Boy? I feel like you guys would have a house and we've been together by now.
We've only been together for 3 months, but we don't have a joint bank account, but his paychecks do get deposited into my bank account.
You have a joint bank account. That is a joint bank account.
Wait a minute. Why do his checks get deposited into your account?
Because he's holding him hostage.
No, I don't know. I didn't.
So
want...
weird.
No. Okay. I mean,
it is very weird.
A whole bunch of other things, but like, he also, like you, Liv, I guess he likes to spend money, and you know. So.
Oh my gosh! You guys have been together for what? 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months, no. And you guys have a joint bank account. This is insane.
Okay, let me
unpack this real quick. You're just tuning in to Joe McKenzie, 833-563-2539. Pork Chop says he doesn't have a joint account with him and his hostage boyfriend, but there's a bank account that Pork Chop has, which his boyfriend's paycheck goes into.
And do you guys both have cards to this account?
No, just me. But okay, listen. So
it legit sounds like he's being held hostage.
Okay, no, listen.
I think this is illegal.
His situation is like fantastic because he's only had like one bank account in the past, so he's got no credit card debt, nothing like that.
Right.
So his like the little credit he has is like perfect. Like he's got no credit card debt. And so like he just, you know, we moved in together and right now he doesn't have a bank account open and I had one open.
Why does he have a bank account open?
I don't know. We're going to get him one. But
does he have not a real identity? Is he a fake person?
Wait, why doesn't he have a bank account? How did he get checks deposited before you guys started dating?
Like a pay card.
What's that?
It's like when you go to your job, you have a pay card. They put the money on that card and then
I've never even heard of what a pay card is.
Oh, yeah.
But I cannot believe that you guys have a joint bank account. You guys have been together for 3 months.
That's
way too soon.
Weird
to me. Some marriages don't even do that.
Is anybody seeing like a red alert here or a flag? Because I am freaking out after 3 months. I got to be honest. I have a joint bank account now and it works. I had money in securities before I got married because both my parents made really good money, but they just kind of wasted it all away. So I'm afraid of being broke one day myself. So that's where I had a hard time trusting somebody else with all of my hard-earned money. But now I do it. It's great. As you mentioned, budget, wonderful idea, I think, when you're actually married to do so. But oh my gosh, bombshell dropped on us. Pork Chop and his hostage boy have a joint bank account. Does anyone think that's normal after 3 months?
3 months of dating and they have a joint bank account. Have you ever heard of this? What is your, like, where do you stand on joint bank accounts? And do you think you should have them before you're married?
All right. At this time, let's take a little station identification. We are Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Interesting conversation going down right now here on Joe and McKenzie, and that is about something Liv brought up, kind of about her and Jewel Daddy, and then we stumbled upon producer Porkchop has been with Hostage Boy for 3 months, and they have a joint bank account. Dude.
I really didn't want to talk about this. We don't have a joint bank account.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
His checks get deposited into your account.
Right. It's my bank account with my name. And he had a bank account before for a little bit. So his credit's really good. He doesn't have any debt or anything like that. So when we met together, he didn't have a bank account. He got a job real quick. And so I was like, hey, just, you know, deposit your checks into my bank account and then I'll give you the cash.
And you know who else did that?
Who?
Probably Charles Manson. Cult leaders also do that. They take their
give
hostages
me all of
all
your money.
Uh-huh.
That's a good boy. 833-563-25. I can't even say the number. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Javier. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say, Javier?
I mean, I just hear all about the money, but we always thinking about money, material things, cars. You know, everything we can buy with the same money that we have to use to share to the person we love, right? But I always think, what happens if this person gets sick to go right away to the hospital, the emergency, I don't know, maybe die. We have to share the money anyways because sometimes we have to pay bills. We have to pay, I don't know, even dinner. I mean, come on, we're talking about money, but the best thing here that we're talking about right now is about love, to love someone.
That's romantic and that's cute, but here's the thing. Me and my boyfriend, we go out to dinner. I buy groceries for us all of the time. It's called Venmo. It's called Cash App. It's called PayPal.
You still need a bank account for that.
I have a bank account. He has a bank account. We have bank accounts because we are adults.
True. Yeah. Well,
so
shots fired.
I'm not saying shots fired, but I'm saying that I feel like the appropriate thing would have done is to go to a bank, open
which
up
we're
a bank
going
account
to
for
do.
Him. I think it's kind of weird.
Thanks, Javier. Let's go to Craig this morning on Joe and McKenzie. Craig, what do you want to say?
Yeah, my wife and I have had joint bank accounts for a long, long time. But about 12 years ago, I set up an account for me, and she set up an account for her. So the money all goes into the joint account, and then we each take our stipend, and then I spend it on what I want to spend it on, and she spends whatever she wants to spend it on, and all the bills get paid through the house account.
See, that's a good idea, and that's what we're going to do.
I know, but I think what's weird is that you guys have only been dating for 3 months. I know Joe does that. Joe and his wife, they both have fun money.
Every Friday, I get a little bit of fun money.
Exactly, and they're married.
Yep. And you're holding a guy hostage. Nicole, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What you want to say?
I think financial transparency is so important from the start, especially when you're getting into a long-term relationship. I have been married for 2 years, and we just got a joint bank account a year ago. And while we started uncovering financials for each other, I discovered like tens of thousands of dollars of debt that my husband is in. So now... his money is his money, and part of my money is also his money because I'm helping him pay off these things, and it's really caused a ripple in our marriage, to say the least.
That's so hard. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think transparency with your finances are very important in a relationship to start out. But with that being said, that doesn't mean you have to have a joint bank account. Good luck with all of that because debt can be so, so stressful. But
you can get through it too if you guys work together. And I really recommend Dave Ramsey. That guy's a financial expert. A lot of his stuff is free. And if you've never checked it out, that can really help change your financial situation.
And that's what my boyfriend's doing too, is like really good with, like, he wants to help me pay down my debt. I told him right off the bat about it. He knew, so.
Well, you waited like a month, but
okay.
Yeah. Until you actually had his money going into your bank account. So there is that. Felicia, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I'm in the same situation as Craig, where we just have our own separate accounts where we can spend our own, but then we also have our house account where we make sure all of our bills are paid on time and all the necessities are taken care of. But when it comes to fun money, we both end up with the same amount, and he spends it how he wants, and I spend it how I want.
Kind of curious, and I'm sorry if it's too personal. Do you do fun money once a week or once a month? How do you do the fun money?
Every paycheck, we just get the same amount into our accounts. So
interesting.
How much?
So we both get paid. We both get paid twice a month, and so we both choose. We each get the same amount, and then he spends it on bachelor parties, and I spend it on me time.
Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We appreciate you.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Who's ready for it? The Friday Freestyle, a three-way battle today.
Ugh.
Joe versus Liv versus Pork Chop.
Woo, 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 woo,
yeah. It's about to go down.